This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. The impeachment inquiry into U.S. President Donald Trump continues today with testimony from Fiona Hill, a former analyst on the National Security Council. She says it became obvious why aid for Ukraine was being held up.
It became very clear that the White House meeting itself was being predicated on other issues, namely investigations and the questions about the election interference in 2016.
Lawmakers are also questioning David Holmes, a staffer from the U.S. Embassy in Ukraine. AP's Rita Foley has more.
David Holmes, a political counselor at the U.S. Embassy in Ukraine, says he was with EU Ambassador Gordon Sondland in Kiev when Sondland called the president and told him Ukraine's president loved him.
I then heard President Trump ask, so he's going to do the investigation. Ambassador Sondland replied that he's going to do it.
Later, Holmes says he got a feeling that President Trump was holding up aid for Ukraine.
Either as an expression of dissatisfaction with Ukrainians who had not yet agreed to the Burisma-Biden investigation, or as an effort to increase the pressure on them to do so.
The president says he's done nothing wrong. Rita Foley, Washington.
Before the testimony began, Republican David Nunes criticized the Democrat-led investigation.
With this wrenching attempt to overthrow the president, they have pitted Americans against one another and poisoned the mind of fanatics who actually believe the entire galaxy of bizarre accusations they have leveled against the president.
This is the fifth day of open hearings. Israel's attorney general has formally charged Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in a series of corruption scandals. The indictment charges Netanyahu with fraud, breach of trust, and bribery. For more on any of today's news stories, please go to voanews.com. This is VOA News. China says it continues to work to resolve the trade dispute with the United States, despite President Trump's threat to impose more tariff hikes on Chinese-made goods. The world's two biggest economies have been engaged in a series of escalating tit-for-tat tariffs for more than a year. More than 20 protesters inside a Hong Kong University campus surrendered to police on Thursday as riot police encircled the campus. Reuters' Lauren Anthony reports.
Protesters holed up in Hong Kong University, surrounded by riot police, are pondering their fate in the battered campus. There are fewer than 100 of them remaining on the site. Some are hiding, and others have told Reuters they were not holding out for a showdown with police, but that they're innocent and therefore desperately searching for ways to escape. The university itself is badly damaged. Rooms are vandalized and windows are shattered. But electricity and water are still functioning. Hong Kong has seen a few days of relative calm across the city ahead of district council elections later this week.
That's Reuters' Lauren Anthony. The Pentagon is rejecting a report that the United States is preparing to pull military forces from South Korea. Chief Pentagon spokesman Jonathan Hoffman says there is absolutely no truth to reports that the U.S. was considering removing any troops from the peninsula. A South Korean newspaper cited a diplomatic source in Washington saying the U.S. military was preparing to withdraw one brigade from the peninsula if negotiations over payment for U.S. troops in South Korea did not progress. Iraqi security forces say three people died and 24 were wounded in renewed clashes in central Baghdad between anti-government demonstrators and security forces. That brings the death toll for the day to seven. Earlier, four protesters were killed in fighting near two key bridges in Baghdad. The UN nuclear watchdog and Iran will discuss the discovery of uranium traces at an undeclared site in Tehran next week. The agency's acting chief says Iran had not provided any more information about the origin of the particles. Bushfires in Australia continue to spread. Reuters' Jason Albano reports.
Bushfires in Australia spread to the state of Victoria on Thursday as firefighters continue to battle hundreds of blazes across several states. Authorities in Victoria issued a code red alert, indicating the worst possible bushfire conditions, saying that the fires would be fast-moving, unpredictable, and likely uncontrollable. It's also the first time that the state issued such an alert in 10 years. Residents of Sydney in the state of New South Wales were urged to keep children indoors as pollution from the smoke engulfed the city for the third straight day at a level five times considered hazardous.
That is Reuters' Jason Albano reporting. Wall Street's main stock indexes are rolled down in early afternoon trading. In Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.